dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, jump in as well. I see some people jumping in. Proud of this team. I hate to lose any of these guys. Someone text in. Ron, the difference between the Rockets and OKC's young core is OKC has offensively skilled players who can also defend. The Rockets have a bunch of blue-collar tryhards who can't shoot worth a S. From our guy Ocho, they also had SGA too. They have SGA who is ready to go, and the thought was who would be this Rockets team's SGA, right? Like, it's a difference. Minnesota is young too and was young too, but we clearly saw, oh, they got some young parts, but they got Anthony Edwards. I mean, and OKC, they got some young parts, but they got SGA. They haven't had that person for the Rockets step up, and I just don't know if that person is here.
I mean, what is it, Jalen Williams over there?
Yeah.
Jalen Williams would have been the number one on this team.
Yep. And he's a two.
Solid two.
A solid two.
Yeah.
He would have been a number one.
Yes, yeah, so they got more than SGA. They got more than just, yeah. I mean, look, the reality of it is we got.
But that was the difference. They knew they didn't have to try to go and find a top, a one. Yeah. Both of those, Minnesota and OKC.
Yeah, yeah.
They didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
But that's the thought is, where do you stand? Because, Clint, you know, we sit here and we had this conversation for a couple of years now of, hey, just keep this group together. We talked about it. I talked about it at the trade deadline. I said I would go after Devin Booker. I would see what Kevin Durant costs, but I would go after Devin Booker because he, to me, fits. They need an offensive guy that can go get his shot, and I think he is young and can defend. He's with the age of these guys, which is something that Raphael Stone has talked about. He wants to bring in somebody, if he does, that is in the same age range of these guys. And we talked about it, and many people would buck that and say, no, let's keep these guys together. Let's let them ride. They haven't even had a playoff yet. They haven't had this and that. I just wonder from you all, now that they have taken the Warriors to game 7 and we see everything they have collected, we've watched Jabari Smith, we've watched Tari Eason, we've watched Amen Thompson, we've watched Jalen Green, we've watched Alfred Sengun, we've watched this young core. We know Cam Whitmore didn't get on the court as much. We know Reed Sheppard, who they drafted third this year, is in the wings. Now that you've watched this crew, has your opinion changed? Do you still think the Rockets should just keep running this back and say this was their first playoff experience and they're going to get better? Or do you think this team needs to do something to make a move that would affect this young core?
I think it's never been more obvious that they need to make a move. I'll be honest with you. I was never a keep the young core together until they didn't trade. They didn't make a trade at the deadline, so now it's all you got. You got to keep, okay, let's go see what they got. So I wasn't a fan of it then. I'm damn sure not a fan of it now. And here's the thing. As a fan, I love all these guys, man. Hell, I even appreciate Jalen Green's abilities, and I don't understand what's going on right now, but I don't like what's going on right now.
He had a great season up until the play.
But at the end of the day, what you have is not good enough. I mean, it's not good enough to beat an exhausted, beat up Golden State team that has zero depth. And so, much less make a push at a title. And so, even if you like these young guys, it's not enough. You got to make a move. You got to get somebody in here that's a real threat on the offensive end of the floor that brings that killer mentality, that gives you a chance in the waning moments of every single game to get a bucket and apply pressure to the opponent. I mean, you got to, and you don't have that right now. So it's never been more obvious. That's the one positive I think you can tell, or one of the biggest positives you can take from the Rockets playoff run this year, playoff series this year, is it's clear what they need to do. It's clear the group that you have right now is not good enough, and it's clear that the one player that you that has the ability and you hoped would be your one and could carry the franchise is not capable.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of people who thought we may see him, Jalen Green, being rise to the occasion, Clint, of being what Minnesota has in Anthony Edwards, or what OKC has in SGA, or what Detroit has in Cade Cunningham, a young player that stepped in, helped what Jalen Brunson is to New York, a young player that has stepped in, and he has shown the complete opposite of that. And this team, and I said it Friday, and I stand by it even more with game 6 and 7, Clint, and that is, this team's one piece away. They were one, like, if they had Devin Booker on this team, if they had Kevin Durant on this team, if they had Giannis on this team,
they'd be in the second round.
They would have dispatched of Golden State in 5 or 6 games.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right, no matter where you do it, Giannis would not have missed all the bunnies that they have missed so much in the inside. Devin Booker is somebody, they ain't making 6 of 18 threes in a closeout game, or even worse, they're not scoring 80 points in a game with him. Kevin Durant is going to get shots because Kevin Durant is a guy that 9 times out of 10, Clint, hell, you just hope he misses it because there's no way you can affect or block his shot. It's just you hope he misses it, or you hope he's not healthy. So and they're no fools, Clint. They see it. Hell, we all see it. We all see your leading scorer, who averaged 21 a game, was in single digits 5 of the 7 games, or 6 or 4 of the 7 games in the series, and 2 other of them he scored 11 and 12. That was the guy who scored 21 a game for you. So to me, I don't know, Clint, how anybody could watch that and say to themselves, like, I think Jalen Green or Shingun, maybe you get to yourself and you say Amen Thompson, but do you think that really soon? Like, I don't know how anyone gets to that point and says, yep.
Well, you got to, I mean, but look, I mean, for the crew that's the keep this young core together, like, now's the time. Like there's no... Like, you've got to find a way to be competitive as, like the way I look at it, like, Jalen is a role player at best. You hope you can get some value out of him and push him to another team that's trying to rebuild, and they're going to hope and pray in year 5 and 6 he can get to a one. But when you look at what the Rockets need to do, get a guy in here that, or a couple of guys in here that give you a chance to compete at a high level, and then you develop, like Amen Thompson, like you bring him along, and his development or his inconsistencies aren't the difference between winning in the first round and being at home, right? I mean, you got, like, it's, to me, yeah, Amen Thompson is a guy that can help you tremendously on the defensive end of the floor and on the offensive end of the floor on the glass for sure, but from time to time, he's going to give you buckets as well. But it's not consistent enough to take to the bank. You got, like, now's the to me there is a now's the time to make win now moves, and you, as you go, you develop, obviously, Amen Thompson into this thing. You don't just I mean, what are we gonna do? M.A. Udoka's gonna be, we're not gonna make any win now moves until M.A. Udoka's 4 years into this thing,
or just keep hoping.
Yeah, no,
just keep hoping, man. Yeah, some people texting in, James here on YouTube and Twitch, shout out to you, James, for chiming in with us. Please don't blow this up for a season of 35-year-old Kevin Durant. By the way, James, I think he's older than that. James, it's hilarious. After dealing with Harden's playoff stinkers for so long, people want to dump young guys who were just in their first playoff series. I don't think you have to dump everybody. Like, to me, getting Kevin Durant And I even think getting Booker or Durant with all of the picks that you have for the Suns, you have all of the Suns' picks. With that, I don't think you have to give up all of those guys. To be honest with you, I don't think the only, like for me, I look at Şengün and Amen Thompson as guys that, yep. I think I'm going to hold on to the guys. The only one that maybe gets into the Amen Thompson part is if you go after Giannis. And would I trade Giannis for Amen Thompson? Or I mean, not Amen Thompson, Şengün, is if you go after Giannis. Would I include Alperen Şengün in a trade to get 30-year-old Giannis? Yes. I would do that. I would do that. But that's the only, maybe the only player, because you know, I don't know how much I love them two being on the floor together, right? And Milwaukee would want something. But no, you can include Jalen Green. Maybe you have to include one of the others, like maybe a Tari Eason, maybe a Smith. But to me, you get a Amen Thompson, Şengün, and you bring in a Booker or Durant. Now you're talking about something. And now I think you are a not just a contender in the West to compete. You're a threat to win it all to me. And that's you have to, as a Rockets fan, watch this and say, them bastards had Steph Curry and Jimmy. If we'd have just had one of them.
Mm-hmm.
We'd have just had one of them. We couldn't close any close games. We couldn't. We were depending on Fred. Devin Booker's taking turnaround fadeaway. I'm sorry, Devin Booker. Dylan Brooks is taking turnaround fadeaway.
Confidently.
What else? Like, I just, at this point, man, the Rockets are close. That's what they showed us. They are close. Udoka has done the hard part. They're close. Now you have all the ammunition to go and make a move. That's the other part of it. People, players, athletes want to come and live in Houston. Like, you're on the list. There are several lists of cities that athletes, especially NBA players, love to come and live in. And Houston is one of them. You got all the picks. You got money. You got young players that could go back in the deal. Hell, not even those. You got a Cam Whitmore. You got, you could get creative. They can't look at this season and go, yeah, let's run it back. No, you got too much to be able to pull it off. All right, coming up, a little 5 o'clock fire. The big news coming out of the Astros camp, and we'll get you ready for them tonight as the lineup is out. We'll see what the lineup looks like with Yordan Alvarez out of it, as well as big, big news out of the NFL.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.